Kalamazoo weaver Nancy Crampton has about 6 looms in her home studio. When her and her husband got married, a loom was one of the only things they had.
We had a little apartment, and we had a mattress on the floor, and the apartment came with a table, and then we bought a loom. That was our furniture. My son always used to, as a little kid, he would say, we'd go to somebody's house, and he'd go, "And where do you keep your loom?" Just because he just thought that's how it was.
Crampton has an eerie knack for color. Her studio is filled with about 1,000 pounds of yarn, and she can remember every single color she has.
Like, I can look at a color and I can go into the paint store and I can match it without taking a sample with me. I just can remember colors.
Crampton uses this talent to make landscapes that focus more on color than what the place actually looks like. Crampton has woven tapestries to look like mountains, beaches, and rolling hills in the colors of the changing seasons. She recently started working on cityscapes.
When we were in New York City, we took a boat ride that went into the rivers of New York City, and it was a bridge tour. So we went through the rivers, and there's like 25 bridges that go over as you go all the way around Manhattan. And this was one of the scenes taken from the boat. And even though it doesn't really look like New York City, it wasn't really meant to, but it's the beginning of a whole new area of work. I've been collecting pictures in Kalamazoo, and I'm planning to do a long, narrow piece and have it all be buildings that we'll recognize. You know, the Radisson and First Presbyterian Church, and, you know, so this is the beginning of that.
Do you mind if I touch it?
Oh, no, not a bit. There's a depth that you get with a woven piece that you don't get in a painting. I guess if you know, when you look here, I don't have any flat bands. Even the places where it's all one color, I have stopped and started so that you get a texture in the back. You can see it here in the sky. See here? All these little... You know, there's no flat places.
Crampton does some works with glazed enamel. She first bends and glazes a piece of metal and then weaves an abstract wall hanging that matches all the different colors she sees in the glaze. But not all of Crampton's work involves a strict attention to color. Some of it is just fun. Her work called Exploring Joy has multicolored zigzag lines all over a beige tapestry.
I feel like the lines are exuberant. They kind of fly off the page.
A few of Crampton's rugs are only meant to hang on the wall, but many of them are meant to be used, just like her family uses handmade dishes and mugs.
I just like the feeling of things that someone has made. And I feel good about making a rug that someone can walk on or a pillow that you can lean on, you know. I just like that. I think it's a really neat feeling. I like to know the hand of the maker is there.
You can see Nancy Crampton's work at today's Kalamazoo Art Hop at the Life Story Network and Inertia Gallery on North Street.